This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The global media dialogue kicked off this morning as part of the WAVES 2025 summit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, and MOS Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan are attending the Global Media Dialogue. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The dialogue is organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. It aims to encourage international collaboration, promote best practices, and explore avenues for policy alignment, talent exchange, and capacity building in the global media space. Over 60 countries are participating in the event, with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. And now we go over live to our correspondent, Jeevan, covering the WAVES summit. Jeevan, can you tell us what are the major highlights and the latest updates?
Today India's U.S. consular in Mumbai, Mike Hankey, he spoke about the business opportunity available between the U.S. and India in the creative economic field. He suggested various collaboration in the various fields, and he also spoke about how when the India and U.S. were talking about the increase in the business, then they have a lot of opportunities, AVGC field, creative economy, gaming, and esports. The USIBC ED, he also spoke about the same thing. He suggested many ventures and many other fields where India and U.S. can collaborate.
Right, Jeevan, thank you so much for the update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Virzam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation in Kerala today. Commissioning of Virzam Port in Thiruvananthapuram, which is the country's first deepwater container transshipment port, will mark a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala in the global maritime map. The Prime Minister will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone, and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amaravati, Andhra Pradesh this evening. The Prime Minister will also flag off the construction of core capital facilities in Amaravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. More on this from our correspondent.
In line with government's commitment to ensure world-class infrastructure and connectivity across the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 7 national highway projects and lay foundation stone of 6 national highway projects and 1 railway project in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the Legislative Assembly, High Court, Secretariat and other administrative buildings worth over 11,240 crore in Amaravati, the greenfield capital of Andhra Pradesh. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of missile test range at Nagailanka and PM Ekthamal in Visakhapatnam through virtual mode from Amaravati. Sai Sishla for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal as the chairperson of the Committee on Estimates for 2025-26. Mr. Birla constituted the 30-member committee with effect from the term ending on the 30th of April the next year. In Uttarakhand, portals of Kedarnath Dham were opened for devotees at 7 a.m. today in Rudraprayag district amid the echoing chants of Vedic mantras and special rituals. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the record GST collection in April showcases the resilience of Indian economy and effectiveness of cooperative federalism. Gross GST collections for April stood at 2.36 lakh crore rupees, marking a 12.6% increase over the gross collection in April 2024. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain brought much-needed relief to Delhi and the National Capital Region, including Noida, from the persistent heatwave this morning. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and gusty winds over the next 2 days. The benchmark domestic equity indices opened in green this morning following positive cues from the global markets. Sensex was up 350 points at 80,592 and Nifty was up 71 points at 24,407. And in IPL T20 cricket, hosts Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.